We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death, and stroke is the fifth leading cause of death in the U.S. And on the phone with me for this segment to talk about heart disease, I have Dr. Peter Zografis, an executive leadership team member with the American Heart Association. So thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your qualifications and how you became associated with the American Heart Association.
Currently, my full-time job is director for the School of Nursing at Mount San Jacinto College here on the Menifee campus. And I've been a registered nurse for almost 30 years now, but right now I'm working in academia as the director for the School of Nursing here. And I was approached by the American Heart Association if I'd be interested in taking part as being part of their executive leadership team. And I really was kind of flattered when they asked me to, because it's such an important area that needs to be emphasized more, not just within our college community, but within this Southwest Riverside County area. And so it was hard to say no, because I believe in it. We've all had family members or friends who have been affected by heart disease. It is the number one killer out there, and stroke is number five. So it was really a no-brainer for me when they asked me to be part of the team to help raise awareness really for this important topic. And I've been with them now this is my third year, and I hope to continue with many more, because I really want to make sure that, at least in our area here in the Inland Empire, we get more awareness of just how dangerous this disease is. I mean, like we said, it's the number one killer of people in the country, and stroke is number five.
People are very aware of the American Heart Association, but tell us, what is their mission statement? What are they trying to accomplish?
The American Heart Association is trying to conduct research, and they've been doing it since 1949, and they've raised almost $4 billion. They're trying to fund research to support heart health, and now it's not just heart health, but it's heart and stroke health. And so one of the things that the funding goes to is toward understanding factors that contribute to heart disease and to stroke. And unfortunately, what we're seeing nowadays is, because we have become more sedentary, people aren't just moving enough. And the recommendations of the Heart Association is just to raise that awareness, to get us up and to get us to move, even if it's something as simple as 30 minutes a day. And it could be broken down into increments, if that means 3 10-minute increments, but just to get up from our chairs and just move around. Many years ago, people didn't have that issue as much, but now with our sedentary lifestyles and our electronic devices, it seems like people are just more focused on that than in getting up and moving. And I heard somewhere that this is probably the younger generation right now might not outlive the current older generation, because they have become more sedentary. And so the whole mission of the Heart Association is to get people up and walking, to become aware of their health, to become aware of the risk factors that can contribute to heart disease. And the encouraging thing, but also frustrating thing at the same time, is that most of these risk factors are totally preventable. Like if you look at hypertension, smoking, obesity, the risk for stroke and sudden cardiac arrest, I mean, these things are just factors that, yeah, there is some genetic involvement in them as well, but there's also an awful lot of environmental factors that we could do to change our lifestyle for a healthier lifestyle in general. Because when you look at recent costs to our healthcare system, there's both direct and indirect costs that are seen with total cardiovascular disease, and it ranges like in the $330 billion range. And that's just amazing when you think about that. It's just amazing.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about heart disease. What are the causes? What does it look like? And how can it be prevented?
Well, heart disease comes in many factors. For example, one of the things that you'll hear individuals talk about is atherosclerosis, which is a plaque buildup in the arteries. And if the plaque builds up, then the blood has nowhere to go. It doesn't go to the brain. It doesn't go to the heart. If your blood can't get to your heart, you suffer a heart attack. If it doesn't get to your brain, you suffer a stroke. And a lot of that stuff is caused by our lifestyle and our diet. So if we can address those by changing our diets, and truthfully, it's not just diets, it's lifestyle modification. If we could get people to eat healthier, if we can get people to stop smoking, If we could get people to control their blood pressure, because when you think about blood pressure, hypertension, as they refer to it, it's been called the silent killer because half of the population doesn't know they have it. And so as those arteries and blood vessels start to narrow, there's limited blood flow through them. And so as there's limited blood flow, the blood's not getting where it's supposed to go, namely the heart and the brain. And if that happens, then obviously we're seeing a greater number of fatalities out there.
Now, the American Heart Association, you're encouraging exercise, but why is exercise so important?
Well, exercise is important because it helps alleviate and decrease some of the risk factors. So, for example, if people can get up and exercise, it could reduce their risk of heart disease. It tends to lower their cholesterol levels. It boosts their HDL, which is their high-density lipoproteins, which are the good cholesterol. And on top of that, it could also help them with their diabetes, because unfortunately what we're seeing as we get older is that people are more prone to non-insulin-dependent diabetes, and that's the type 2 that they refer to. And that's all genetic and dietary-based. And so diabetes is another thing that can contribute to, sadly, to shortened lifespans. And then so obesity, anxiety, depression, stress, all factors contribute to shortened lifespan, if I could say that.
Right. How can regular physical activity help you live longer? Why is that?
Circulation. By people being more active, there's greater circulation in the body. The risk their blood sugars are more under control. They're able to have high density lipoproteins in their system. They're able to lower their cholesterol. One of the things that people don't realize is that in this country alone, when you're dealing with cholesterol levels, anything above 200 is dangerous, and almost 40% of this country, adults in this country, have a cholesterol level of over 200, which puts them at risk for heart disease. And to get even further than that, you're talking almost 30 million people in this country that have a cholesterol level of 240. And to me, that's a walking time bomb. And you don't know it until it hits you, because as the cholesterol levels rise, the circulation of the blood it's not able to circulate because the blood vessels are so clogged up. It's almost like, I almost refer to it as a clogged sink. If the sink is clogged, things aren't going to drain, and the same is for our blood system as well and our arteries. If our arteries are clogged, there's no circulation, and that's when people drop, literally.
You talk about cholesterol there, but how are people getting cholesterol? What are they eating that causes a buildup in cholesterol, and what should they do to prevent it?
The cholesterol is mostly consumed in our diets, and mostly like it comes from animal fat. So, for example, if we can get people to eat leaner proteins and vegetables and fruits and just exercise more, have increased their physical activity, cholesterol levels are usually good to keep under control. But what we're seeing right now is an increase in the use of statins to where people can control their cholesterol. And I'm not saying those are a bad thing, but what I'm saying is just because a person is on a statin drug, take a common one like, I don't know, like a Crestor, for example, that doesn't mean they can go out and eat whatever they want. Because you're taking a medication and you're taking a pill, but that's not how it works. I mean, even though they're taking a statin drug to control the cholesterol, they still need to modify their lifestyle, increase activity, physical activity, and decrease those foods that are high in saturated fats, especially.
Now, what is the American Heart Association's Healthy for Good movement all about?
It's trying to focus on Life Simple 7, as they call it, which means not smoking, increasing physical activity, increasing a healthier diet, maintaining body weight, watching our cholesterol, our blood pressure, as I said earlier, which is considered the silent killer since half the population doesn't know they have it, and also monitoring our blood glucose levels to prevent us from getting that type 2 diabetes as we get older.
The American Heart Association is sponsoring their annual Heart and Stroke Walks. They've got a couple of them coming up. Tell us about both of them, if you would.
Yeah, the first walk that's taking place is going to be held on April the 7th, and that one's in Jurupa, and that one's from 9 to 12 at the Rancho Jurupa Park in Jurupa Valley. The one that I'm involved with, the Southwest Riverside County Walk, is taking place at Lake Skinner on the 13th of April at 4 p.m., which is 3.1 mile around the lake, and then there's the Survivor's Path, which is about a mile. And we will have some of our students here from MSJC helping out as well, doing some blood pressure screenings while they're out there. and helping everyone just get organized, signed in, and then just get walking. It's a beautiful venue, actually, and hopefully if the weather keeps up, it's just going to be an amazing event.
And what are some of the other things that are going to be going on during the event?
There's going to be a health and wellness expo offering, a kids lounge, survivor lounge. There's actually going to be some fun fitness demos, live music, games, heart health information. There's going to be a lot of booths out there, and it's also a great way for families to come with their kids, come with their pets on top of that, and just take a walk around the lake. It's just beautiful, and you know, it's not competitive, let's put it that way. It's more of a getting out, enjoying what outdoors have to offer, physical activity has to offer, and just enjoying life in general, and just hopefully becoming more aware of what's needed to change this path that we're on toward greater heart disease, unfortunately.
Okay, is there a website that people can go to find out more information about the Heart and Stroke Walk and also the Heart Association, the American Heart Association in general?
Yeah, there is a website. The general website is heartwalk.org, and that website basically will take you to the general website, which then you could search for the other upcoming walks that are coming up in the different areas around our area, around our region here, basically.
And where can people get tickets in advance?
What they do is they can go online and just register. Registration is free. If people want to donate, that's more than welcome. But the truth is they could just go to the website and register for one of those walks and just show up and just have fun. Sign in when they get there, have fun, visit all the booths, get their blood pressure checked out, and just start enjoying and just walking around.
Okay, tell us once again, when is the one in the Southwest Riverside County walk?
April 13th, from 4 o'clock till pretty much till sundown.
And where is that again?
Lake Skinner. It'll be in Lake Skinner on the 13th, which is a Saturday. And this year, we're starting it at 4 rather than 5, because that way we have more daylight on top of that, so we can enjoy the walk more.
Okay, as we get ready to close, if there's one point that you could make about the American Heart Association and heart disease in general, what would that be?
It would be awareness. Just make sure. What we're trying to do here is, just like I said, spread awareness. The point of the matter being is that it's easy for us to come up with excuses why we can't walk or why we can't be more physical or why we can't get up and do things. Because I get it. We're all tired. We come home from work. We want to sit down. We want to relax. But just a 30-minute walk sometime during the day, whether it's in the office, if you just walk around the office or just walk around your building or walk around your workplace, just get in those 30 minutes of activity at some point, or get them when you go home. Just make sure that you move. And it's little steps at a time. Basically, you can't expect to make changes suddenly. Some of you guys can, but not everybody's willing to do that. But if people could just set realistic goals and just stick to them and just take one step at a time, 1 hour at a time, one day at a time, change happens. A habit could take up to 28 days to develop, but it has to start at some point. And it's just amazing. As a healthcare provider, it just amazes me that we don't take better care of ourselves. And that's the whole part of this, of the American Heart Association, is to raise awareness that we could do many things to decrease our risk for heart disease and for stroke.
Okay, Dr. Peter Zografis, Executive Leadership Team Member with the American Heart Association, and we've been talking about their upcoming heart and stroke walks. So thank you once again for joining me today, Doctor. I really appreciated it.
Thank you, Steve and John. I appreciate your time, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.